So how do you break the ice with a group of teenagers from different city high schools? Send them on a scavenger-style hunt, forcing them to interact with one another.
She was in my group hug.
They want to know that there's adults that care.
Alan Rubeck is coordinator of student engagement initiatives for the Buffalo Public Schools. He helps select student ambassadors to join in these focus groups.
Working with all these student ambassadors in all these different high schools, there's a common theme. A lot of it has to do, at home, getting their brothers and sisters on the bus, getting to school on time, that sort of thing.
We held the focus groups this past winter in our WNED television studios. The first group featured Buffalo Public School students from Hutch Tech, Riverside, Burgard, Da Vinci, and the Math, Science, and Technology School.
We feel like our voices aren't being heard, like we need more support.
Nakira White is in her second year at MST. White calls on the schools to help provide more support in learning.
We need them to teach and like help us support like with after-school activities and just like give us a reason to learn.
I think it's really important that we hear what the kids have to say, because so often we speak for the kids and we don't take their opinion seriously. And that's what my students said today about being here. They were really excited to be able to express their opinions and what they think is going on.
Deborah Grine, a science teacher at Da Vinci, was part of the focus groups.
I think the main thing is that there's not a whole lot of parent involvement. There's not a lot of parent encouragement. When the kids go home, I don't think the parents talk about them, what happens at school, how they're doing in school, and getting them going in the right direction.
When the Buffalo students began brainstorming about main barriers, we finally started to unravel and reveal what's happening in a student's life.
The barriers to education, the issues you face on a daily basis. Someone give me an example.
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure. That can be a barrier, right? Peer pressure is huge, and I hear that a lot from my students. Anyone else?
Students began covering easels with nearly 100 sticky notes. The statements were insightful. They said time management, problems at home and family, student-to-teacher ratio, and just the word teacher. Myshalique Harris is a junior at MST.
I feel like some of my friends don't like to come to school because they're not motivated enough by the teachers. Teachers put them down. Teachers call people, like students, like, what's your point of being here? And so they're like, what's my point? And they don't try anymore after a certain point. Some students drop out because they have no motivation towards school after everyone has put them down.
Well, for this to be a responsive and successful district, we have to listen to the student voice.
Will Carestis is Buffalo Deputy Superintendent of Student Support Services. He says family support is key to a child's education and future success.
You know, parents and students are our primary stakeholders. We need to make sure that they're at the table and that we are responsive to them.
We live in Beelaw, right? The weather can be an issue, and it has something to do with attendance. Time, all that stuff. But barriers to education and learning, and we have our student ambassador advisors will go to each.
The city school district struggles with attendance, and these student brainstorming notes indicated that problem. Social media and bullying were also major trouble spots for these high school students. New Seagal is also in his second year at MST. He's from Uganda and has witnessed bullying.
In school, see, I've seen like a couple of students being bullied, and then I try to stop them. And then for my side, my parents, they've been real good to me, and they've been always motivating me, and then there's nothing I can complain about them for.
Peer pressure and self also top the students' brainstorming session. Bianca Brown is a senior at Da Vinci.
What are some of the most difficult issues for students today in the classroom? Because we want to know as adults.
Just feeling like we belong. Like India brought up peer pressure, and that is a big deal going on now. And student-to-teacher ratio, I think, because we have a lot of students in our classes, and it must be really hard on the teachers to present well with such a group of students.
And for some Buffalo Public High School students just trying to get to school in the morning, is one of the biggest daily struggles.
Well, for me, it's like no breakfast. No breakfast.
That's a good one. Lack of food.
Next Monday, you will hear students from our second focus group, representing some suburban, private, and charter schools. More student voices to come. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Then we start at 8:30. Now we start at 8 o'clock again.
So you need stability.